so now I invite you, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes and just take that deep, cleansing, intentional breath, that breath that helps you make that journey to the inner sanctuary of your own soul. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present to this now moment, fully receptive to divine inspiration. Perhaps like Mary, it is fear that needs to be released. If so, just take another deep breath and let the fear go. Perhaps you need to release worry about the how of some life situation. If so, release this and breathe into the knowing that you are always divinely guided. Maybe your need is to release doubt about your own worthiness and ability. If that's the case, just breathe and feel the angst dissipate into the nothingness which it really is. In this consciousness, remain centered in the truth that you are worthy, you are qualified, you are one with the Most High. You are on this earth to magnify and glorify the presence of God, the good. God's love is born in you, just as it was born in Jesus over 2,000 years ago. Like Mary, take this still moment to open your heart to divine inspiration. Say to yourself, let it be with me. Let it be with me. Let it be that I move forward in this Advent season to joyfully expect the goodness of God. Let it be that I turn my pivotal soul away from any earthly challenge, appearances of lack or limitation, to the promises of the Christ, and know above all that the celebration of the birth of Jesus so long ago in Bethlehem gives you the faith to realize and act from your true nature as a spiritual being. In this consciousness, know that this moment an angel is calling you. You are favored, you are loved. Something great and wonderful is waiting to be born in you, through you, as you. You are the very expression of God, life, love, peace, and joy. It is time to share your magnificence with the world. Accept this now and joyfully allow it to be for a few moments in the silence. Let us come together with grateful hearts, hearts grateful for the birth of Jesus and his teachings, and absolutely grateful for what Jesus brought to the world, a new spark of understanding of new possibilities. So together we set the intention this sacred season to make room for the rebirth of the Christ in the end of our hearts. We remain open and receptive to our true essence and to divine guidance in every area of our lives. And we are so grateful. We say in the name and through the power of the Christ, amen. And we'll complete our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.